Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Agitators.
Who are they? Well, and where's the money coming from? Is it foreign entities?
Yeah, you're going to find out, and we're going to find out in great detail. And it surprised me that Biden wouldn't have done it because it really became hot over the last 3-4 years. It surprised me that Biden wouldn't do it. But then as I got to know him, first of all, he didn't call the shots. He wasn't calling the shots. But as we got to see what was happening in Biden's group, Antifa plays perfectly for them, you know, absolutely perfectly. But it's a terrorist organization, in my opinion, and we're going to find out. All those questions are going to be answered.
President Trump speaking with Martha McCollum just about a month ago regarding Antifa being designated a terrorist organization. Now, after the No Kings protest took place this past weekend, and we've seen, you know, a lot of people with their eyebrows raised around what's going on in Portland. If you've watched any of those videos from Nick Sorter, among other people who are reporting largely on X, a lot of people on the left are saying, Antifa, this is not even a thing. Like, take me to their headquarters. That's what Carville was just saying on a clip that I saw last night on Jesse Waters. Like, take me to the leader. I want to punch their leader in the face. Take me to the person in charge of Antifa. Implying this is a figment of the right's imagination. Well, we are going to talk to Larry Alex Taunton now. I'm so excited to have him back here on the show, host of Ideas of Consequences, the number one YouTube channel that you need to follow because you have done a deep dive on the reality of Antifa. Larry, welcome back to the show. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
How are you, Annie Fry?
Good now that I'm talking to you, Larry. You've got the receipts. You went to an Antifa meeting. Explain to me your experience here, your up close and personal understanding of Antifa.
Well, let's just say that this was Antifa light. This was Antifa light. These were the sorts of individuals that Alexander Solzhenitsyn might have called little lambs. That is to say, I didn't picture any of the people that I was listening to at this particular meeting didn't strike me as the sort who were going to, you know, turn over cop cars and set them on fire. But radicalizing of America's youth starts somewhere. And Charlie Kirk's assassin probably began in a place much like this. And it was fascinating. It was supposedly, you know, kind of open to anybody who wanted to attend. I went not to confront, not to argue, but just to do what I do every year at the World Economic Forum, and that's just sit and listen. Now, I must say, Annie, there were several times I had to bite my tongue because there were things said that I wanted to respond to, but I thought, no, I really just want to be a fly on the wall here and listen. Mm.
There has to be a charter for these groups. There has to be a foundational cause that Antifa is trying to achieve or accomplish, at least enough to get people that feel a certain type of way to be as passionate about whatever that cause is to act in the way that we've seen Antifa act over the course of the last at least decade. Have you been able to pin down what that cause is?
A couple of my takeaways, Annie, were, first of all, that, you know, they kept speaking of making a difference, you know, wanting to make a difference. I detected with this group, and I'm not generalizing out to, you know, all Antifa, but I sensed a genuine social conscience, you know, a desire to, quote unquote, make a difference. Now, where we would disagree is in the details of what that meant. For them, it meant, you know, addressing what I regard as a fictitious racism. It meant addressing, you know, the a fictitious suppression of people with an alternate and I would say perverse, you know, sexual lifestyle, who are bitter and interpret the fact that there are many people like me, let's say, who don't want anything to do with their lifestyle. They take that as some kind of oppression rather than the fact that people just say, no, I'm not interested in, in playing your games, and I'm not going to enter into your fantasy world. But another thing that I picked up on this, Annie, is, you know, I'm a father of four, and much of my career has been spent speaking on college campuses, universities, engaging with that age group, demographic, and, you know, high schoolers. And what I came away with was also a sense of sadness that these are individuals who are longing for purpose. They're longing for purpose. They're longing for meaning. They're longing to be a part of something bigger than themselves. And when their parents don't introduce them to it, or their teachers don't introduce them to it, then they end up dropping anchor in what I call, you know, isms, you know, feminism, environmentalism, atheism, you know, these kinds of things. And they seek their purpose there among a group of like-minded people.
That's amazing. That's deep. And I appreciate that, because as we speak here with Larry Alex Taunton of the Ideas Have Consequences podcast, definitely check out his YouTube channel. I hear you saying that there might be sense of altruism, and maybe the people who show up to participate because they're seeking purpose, they're seeking meaning. But I fear that at the same time, the knowledge that there is a base group of individuals who are looking for this sense of belonging, that there is an entity out there that is taking advantage, especially of young people seeking this out. I'm wondering if in your research and your study, maybe your experience here, if you've found that to be the case.
Yeah, I do find that to be the case. Listen, since time immemorial, youth have been the shock troops of every revolution. They're the cannon fodder. They're the people who are radicalized and sent forth, you know, to pillage, kill, and destroy. And that's no different here. It's no different with Antifa. It's no different with with BLM. It's, our youth, and this really speaks to the much larger problem of the radicalizing of America's youth, generally by, people in the academic world. So, you know, we all saw the images, you know, of this morbidly obese, you know, incredibly unattractive woman in Chicago who was, mocking the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Well, it turns out she's an elementary school teacher. And guess where she's an elementary school teacher? At Nathan Hale Elementary School. Nathan Hale, who said, "I regret that I have but one life to give for my country." Now you have someone like that teaching elementary school children. And a lot of children young people are being subjected to this kind of radicalizing, ideology from, elementary school straight on up through their university years. And so it's no wonder that many of them should come out and think, I hear them throwing around, terms like fascism and Nazis and stuff like this all the time. And such was the case in this little group meeting, where I want to stop them, raise my hand and say, "Excuse me, does someone here give me a definition of fascism. What's the difference between that and, you know, a Nazi? What's the difference between that and, you know, socialists or communists or Marxists? I don't think I would get a reasonable answer to that.
The last conversation that you and I had, Larry, was about fascism and who are the fascists. And to be able to label who the fascists are, you have to know what fascists do and what they want. Let's revisit that right now. These are supposed to be anti-fascists. That's where Antifa comes from. What is fascism and how are these people proposing that they're against it?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Annie, you say that. When I was walking into the studio for this interview, I was thinking, you know, when was the last time I talked to Annie? I was in Berlin.
Yes.
I was in Berlin. I remember sitting on my sofa in my hotel room and, you know, that kind of generic background. But it's interesting that you mentioned that because while I was there, just to share a little story, I took a tour with a guy who grew up in the GDR, that is to say in East Germany, specifically East Berlin. And you would have enjoyed his tour. I certainly did. I don't recall Trump ever coming into the conversation, but he was talking about, you know, Nazi Germany that his parents were under and then living in the GDR under the oppression of that communist government. And it was a delightful day, you know, touring around. Then maybe a month later, I get a text from him asking me if I voted for Trump. And I said, yes, is that a problem? And he replied, it might be. And then this past week, you know, about another month has passed, I get a rant from him, you know, about 4 a.m. his time. So I'm thinking maybe some alcohol might have been involved. But it is this lengthy text that is sheer nonsense about the tyranny of Trump. And I thought, you know, this is such a picture of the effectiveness of propaganda. But you might have thought someone who grew up in the shadow of Nazism, of the propaganda of Joseph Goebbels, which was so effective in Germany in convincing people that, you know, Jews were vermin and thus got them to sort of go along and conspire against the Jewish people and the, commit the Holocaust. You would think someone who grew up, you know, under these things would know better, but doesn't. And you see, that's what's happening with America's youth. It's the same thing. And just to give a brief answer to your question, all Nazis are fascists by definition, but not all fascists are Nazis, meaning that Nazism is a strain of fascism and it is necessarily anti-Semitic. But fascism can take a lot of different forms, and it doesn't always take, you know, the Hitlerian or German form, but it's totalitarian. And they're both fascism and Marxism, they're ideologies of the left. And from the perspective of the governed, there's virtually no difference between them.
Wow. It's so important. I encourage anybody who's listening right now and you're craving more in-depth from what Larry is talking about right here, you can go onto Larry Alex Taunton's YouTube channel, check out his podcast, Ideas Have Consequences, because you have a way with words, you have a way with explanation. I find it very helpful.
Thank you, Andy.
And you're welcome, of course. Thank you. And I think about watching, I'm 41, I also have 4 kids. My oldest is 15, so he's starting to have his own ideas. You know, he's starting to... You obviously glean from what your parents think and believe. We're a Christian household. They're raised in a Christian school. But they're starting to question things and come up with their own conclusions and their own answers, which might match what mom and dad think. But I looked at the No Kings protests this weekend, and I don't think that I saw anybody provide a contrary policy point to what President Trump is doing. And I can't really find a substantive piece of evidence that suggests that Donald Trump is trying to be a tyrannical, all-powerful dictator over the American people. It just seems as though they're fully emotionally charged. The understanding is opposition to Orange Man bad. And the weird thing is to me, the part that I haven't completely understood yet is enough to motivate what we're hearing is 7 million people across the country to come together to present the way they did. That they have this common cause that, to me, just seems to be rooted in a connection through emotion.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed.
Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Well, precisely. You're so right. It's, you know, the easiest thing in the world. You know, there's almost nothing you can convince people of. You know, I'm a Bama fan, and I joke sometimes when I'm speaking at conferences, just by way of illustration, I might ask a group of people, well, how many Auburn fans are there in the room, or Georgia fans? Could I logically convince you that you should be an Alabama fan? I mean, we have more national titles than anybody else. We are, you know, we have 100 years of history behind. I can go on and on with facts.
You're making them,
at the end of the day,
more
what's that?
You'd be making them more convinced that they don't like you with your facts.
Exactly. Yeah. And in the end, when they see where I'm going with this, the illustration is to say, I can't convince you to change your mind even with facts. And that's because you have an emotional connection to that university, to that team, you know, whatever the case may be. How much harder is it to convince people to change their ideological, you know, position? The only thing I find that it's very easy to convince people of is victimhood. And you see, Marxists and fascists, they get this. They get it. They have a very cynical understanding of human history and of human nature. And they know that it's easy to convince people that all of your all that's gone wrong in your life is the Jews who did it, or it's white people who did it, or it's, you know, you name whatever scapegoat, you just fill in the blank. And that's what has historically been done. And it's because most people don't, when I'm not suggesting, by the way, there aren't genuine victims, obviously, or there are, but generally speaking, people don't want to take responsibility for their own failures. They don't want to believe that they're responsible. They want to believe that, you know, that Orange Man bad. He held them down. He prevented them from success. But I also think that a lot of these young people, they don't know what the rest of the world is actually like. If Trump was honestly some kind of dictator, Tiananmen squares are what happen when you protest. That's what happens. Ask what's happened to the protesters in Putin's Russia. Ask what's happened to people who would like to vote Zelensky out of office. Like, they can't. The guy has declared martial law and has just keeps extending his own term. That's what dictators do. Here in the United States, Trump can't even change the decor at the White House without the media and other politicians just going nuts. That's not what happens in a dictatorial regime.
Yeah, amen to that. Larry Alex Taunton with us right now. Last question before we let you go. We're very grateful for your time today. Have you found an antidote? I mean, because I do think you can look from Trump election to Trump election to Trump election. We've got three of them now. He has managed to persuade people over to his side, if not the left has lost people in its addition by subtraction. is there an antidote to what the Marxists and the socialists, as you have pointed out, they understand the game, they know how to play the game, and they're good at it. Is there an antidote to that problem?
Well, I think we have to play the long game, Annie. I think that the left plays the long game, and they've targeted children. They've targeted schools, and they have used universities. They've used higher education as an incubator for radicalism. That's what they've done. I was just speaking this past week at a conference about education, you know, for children in Nashville. And I was telling that audience, you know, my wife and I had recently hosted some friends from many years ago who were telling us, they told me I could tell this story, you know, anonymously. They're very serious conservative Christians, and their three daughters have, one by one, have all rejected the faith. And one of them has embraced, you know, lesbianism. And they were saying, you know, we don't understand how this happened, but they now look back and they realize that they handed their children over to public schools. And by the way, this was in rural red state America. Mm. In public schools, their children were slowly radicalized and turned against them. And I said, if you had anything to do over again, what would you do? And the mother, she responded, I wouldn't assume that my children absorb my faith and my worldview through osmosis. Yeah. I think parents have to take control of the education of their children again, because this, we are losing our kids, and we're losing our kids to radicalism.
That is fantastic advice. I'm a huge advocate. Personally, for me, I'm a Lutheran, but I advocate for a Lutheran education here in St. Louis. Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, as in any LCMSer would say, as opposed to the ELCA, but paying very up close, aggressive, attentive concern to your kids' education. That's absolutely where it starts. Larry, Alex Ton, thank you for the time today. We look forward to having you back. You're a source of great foundational information, and we always appreciate your time here.
Annie, it's always good to be with you. You take care.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. What a great conversation. The YouTube channel and podcast, go to Ideas Have Consequences. Larry Alex Taunton. If I'm taking a drive and I got 30 to 50 minutes, 30 to 60 minutes to listen to something, throw it on that podcast. He brings the receipts. He's been around the world. He goes to the problem. He observes the problem. He talks about it and does it in an incredibly intellectual way. And I am grateful for it. I'm really grateful that he gives us time here, too, on our little show in the Midwest. Ideas Have Consequences, the podcast, the YouTube channel. Go check it out. Let's take a quick break. The YouTube poll for today. Do political endorsements persuade you to vote for a particular candidate? Do you hear, oh, such and such has gotten so and so's endorsement, and then you go, well, that's good to know. That helps me. Are you in that boat? Let us know on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Go vote in the live chat poll. We'll be right back.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.